We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again.
Ooh,
back at it again.
Chicka.
Yeah.
Chicka.
How was your weekend this past week? I mean, how was your week this past week?
My weekend this past weekend was good. That's cool. This week would never end. It was just a long ass freaking
the longest week ever.
Yeah. Busy weekend. I went to yoga Saturday morning, which made me feel like a very mature and productive member of society.
I love that for you.
It was good. I haven't gone to yoga in forever. Your bitch was tight. Why I went to yoga, you ask? Because one of the therapists was like, oh yeah, let me just like, you know, just sometimes we'll be like, let's test this. Let's do that. Because you'll be having a conversation about a patient or something. And they're like, oh, well, let me manual muscle test that on you. Like, we'll see how strong yours are. This therapist went to test my hip flexors.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
I cramped up. As he was pushing, I was like, ah, and my freaking hip started. I was like, that's not right.
You're doing something wrong,
I'm 29 years old. My hips are just so weak.
You're about to be 30.
True.
You're so old.
Yeah, I'm like a long time from now, like 7 months, 8 months.
Oh, Jesus.
That's too long. So anyway, I was like, I need to go stretch. Got a good stretch in Saturday, so that was good. And then one of our friends' husbands was celebrating his birthday, so we did pub golf on Saturday night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was like, I think we intentioned it to be 9 holes, 9 bars, but
it ended up being way more than that?
No, it ended up being less because we are old.
I was going to say, were y'all drunk most of the time?
Obliterated, but I'm at the age where not only did I drink a liquid IV as I was getting ready, mm-hmm. I got to the pregame and had to drink another one.
You're really old.
Just to have not as bad of a hangover. It's not even like it just completely eliminates the hangover.
I think you forget how slow your metabolism gets as you're reaching 30.
Yeah, it's awful.
Can't drink like you used to.
Cannot. I'm coming to terms, but it's hard.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you've reached that level of maturity to know that you can't handle it.
I used to be able to mentally power through the hangover. Like, it was mind over matter. Yeah. And I still think that I can do that.
The good thing is you never came to work hungover, so that was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Never did that.
No. Mm-hmm. Why would I do that?
Why would you do that? You have people's lives in your hands. You never do that.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Because you're responsible.
Yes, I am.
I love that for you.
As we all know, I go to yoga on Saturday mornings, Absolutely. Which makes me responsible.
Absolutely.
But Mercury retrograde is now over.
Are we sure?
Yes, it ended on the 15th.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I think everyone's life, mine specifically, if you're an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. No.
You're just going to leave us out?
Yes.
That's disrespectful.
Your life will get significantly better.
Mine's going to get significantly better anyway because I love God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But yeah, how was your week?
My week was actually really good. It was very long as well, too. The work week was very long. I have a student now. I think I said this a couple weeks ago on the podcast. She's too good. And so she's making my work life very good, but in a bad way. Because
double-edged sword of a good student.
Exactly. Like, she's the type of student. I think she's probably, like, my best student thus far. Like, she, with regard to, like, how fast she picks up stuff. So, like, a lot of times you have to tell students, like, 3 and 4 times before they get it, which is a natural part of the learning process, right? For a lot of us. No, I think, I mean, you're just learning and you don't know the process, right? And so for her, I can literally tell her one thing one time and she gets it. And I'm like, can you stop doing that?
We love an educated woman.
Yeah, but I'm like, now I'm going to have to fail you so that way... Because you don't ever leave. Yeah, so it's really weird.
Has she worked in healthcare before?
She has. She was a CNA. That's why.
Yep.
And you can tell the difference between therapists or just clinicians who used to be a CNA versus those who have not, because it is a huge difference. in the quality of competence that you have. But other than that, it was pretty good. I went to the gym on Saturday, so I'm super sore now.
So we both got a sweat in on Saturday.
You know, I'm just trying to take some really nice pictures for my upcoming birthday next year, so I need to be in tip-top shape.
Dude, everyone...
Bust out on the toes, you know.
Everyone is coming out with these, like, hot-ass bodies out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Meg Thee Stallion just posted her body.
Gorgeous!
Issa Rae just posted her body. I feel like all these people are just getting...
Michaela Cole is just amazing.
Getting in tip-top shape. Is Halle Berry pregnant? I mean, not Halle Berry. Is Halle Bailey pregnant?
I don't know. I don't really care. I think we should stay out of her business until she's ready to tell us yes or no.
I just like to speculate.
I don't because I just feel like women go through enough scrutiny, and I feel like you don't know if she's suffering from fibroids. You don't know if she's like, she's already being scrutinized as a Little Mermaid and all this other kind of stuff. Like, just leave Halle alone, please. She's a nice, beautiful girl. Just leave her alone.
And women, I'll focus on the people who are exploiting their bodies for the media.
That's very true. And she's never been a very flashy, out there kind of person like that anyway.
Yeah.
Cardi B looks amazing. They looked great in their video together. Yeah.
Something I need is just Cardi B all the time.
Cardi B is just amazing. She's beautiful. Everything about Cardi B is beautiful. I love that about her. But yeah, other than that, my week was pretty good. It was pretty laid back, very productive, which was great. So nice. I'm happy about that.
Love that for you.
Yeah, definitely. You ready to get on into the show?
Someone's got to do it.
Well,
every noise is so loud.
Oh, well, that's because you have a microphone. It picks up everything. Hmm. Speaking of a microphone, last week it was the start of the season of the NFL, right? And I don't know if y'all are still protesting or if you're still watching it. Who knows? Who cares? Anyway, at this point, we really don't give a damn. Anyway, so last week, Queen Latifah, who is an amazing rapper, amazing talk show host, philanthropist, cover girl, movie star, the whole thing, right? So last week she opened up, I think it was for the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys. She sang the national anthem, and everybody was so shocked and was like, oh my God, Queen Latifah can sing.
Because who knew she could sing?
Everybody should know that. She has 3 jazz albums.
I've never heard of her having a jazz album.
Okay, here's what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to go and research Queen Latifah's self-titled album, the Dana Owens album, which is her first jazz album.
Who knew Dana had bops?
And listen, all 3 of them albums are bops, okay? Her rendition of Simply Beautiful with Al Green, absolutely amazing.
Oh.
And to me, honestly, there's nobody else who has done a rendition of Lush Life better than Queen Latifah. I'm just saying.
That is crazy. It's just to clean. Me. I knew she rapped.
No, she's a singer though.
And
she's
it would make sense because she sings in Hairspray. She sings in Chicago.
She sung the lead theme song for Living Single.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. She's an amazing singer. Like, here's the thing. She's not a Jasmine Sullivan, I don't think, or a Brandy. She's not trying to be, but she's very crisp and clean.
Like old jazz sound.
Yes. Her voice is just beautiful and regal. And most times you don't even realize that it's her, but I loved her first album. That is probably one of my favorite albums of hers. And then she has a Traveling Light, which came out, I think, in 2007. And then she has Persona. Persona, it's okay.
This is quite literally the first I've ever heard of her singing.
Are you serious?
I guess because when I've only ever seen her sing in musicals and on like movie musicals.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, are they actually even singing? Like, they may just be singing to.
No, that's definitely
to fill the part. That's crazy.
Yeah, she has a beautiful voice.
Freaking Dana, dude! What can't she do?
Listen, she can do everything.
This is a perfect time to figure this out because Queen Latifah to me feels like the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It may just be from
what? please break that down. I'm not understanding.
If someone was like, what does Queen Latifah feel like to you? It's that time. It may just because of the last holiday or the perfect holiday.
The last holiday.
Yes. Is she in the perfect holiday?
What is the perfect holiday?
Isn't the a Tyler Perry one?
No. The last holiday is hers, where she thinks she has a brain tumor because
she thinks she's gonna
CT
die.
Machine.
Yes,
yeah. with LL Cool J, who plays like a little nerd, and they have a cute little love story.
First of all, who the fuck would cast him as a nerd? There's nothing about that man that looks nerdy.
It's just because he's buff.
The perfect holiday was Morris Chestnut, Gabrielle Union, and Queen Latifah.
Oh yeah, that because she played like the guardian angel or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. This is probably why she reminds me of Christmas. But also, Chicago is like a Christmas movie to me for some reason.
She's singing the Secret Life of Bees. Plays the
Beehive. Those are all holiday films, if you have to ask. So
I don't think the
they're holiday films, and it's not up for debate. And she feels like the time between, you know why? It's because like the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is kind of like a lull, but the energy's still up and it's festive. You don't really know why. You don't have a reason. That's what she is to me. Anything she's in, I love her. I'm excited for it. Don't really know if it has a purpose, but I'm going to watch it anyway.
What's your favorite Queen Latifah movie?
I love Bringing Down the House.
Bringing Down the House is a good one.
Come on. That's a good one. What's your favorite?
Set It Off.
Okay, yeah.
My favorite movie of all time.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Because it's a tale of friendship and getting back at the man. They just trying to live their life. Titi trying to get her son. What's so wrong about that?
That's
Stoney
true.
Trying to send her brother to college. I mean, come on.
And I know that we're all against Jimmy Fallon right now, but I did love...
Why are we... Wait, whoa. Why are we against Jimmy Fallon? Because I'm not a part of that. Wait, what did he do first?
Everyone's just upset because on his show, he's always drunk and it's a hostile work environment and there's a lawsuit right now or something.
That's his employees. I still love Jimmy Fallon.
I like Taxi a lot.
Taxi is a perfect movie.
And I really liked her in Hustle that she just did with Adam Sandler.
Yes. I think her role wasn't big enough, though.
Name a bad Queen Latifah movie. You can't do it.
The Cookout. Oh. I didn't like that. Also, too, the one that she did with Ludacris, I could care less for that.
Ludacris.
Where Ludacris plays her brother, and they're like some missing money happens that Ludacris takes, whatever. She's trying to make a trip across the country.
That's a new one that just came out.
Where her
out,
son
right?
gets kidnapped or whatever. Yeah, I just didn't like her wig in it. That's all.
Okay.
But no, she's an amazing actress. I loved her in Steel Magnolias. Amazing.
True.
Yeah. She has not really had a bad filmography at all. She really has not.
Oh, she was even in those like Ashton Kutcher movies, like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and, she played like the therapist.
Yeah, What Happens in Vegas. Any role.
Mad Money was
Mad
good.
Mad Money was a good one. She's, the voice that she does in Ice Age.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great. Because she plays Kiki Palmer's mama.
Man.
And she's married to
Trip was great.
Yeah.
Wow, she got bangers. Well, and now now we know she can sing. But also,
now you know that. I've always known that. I have all three of her albums.
But is it not random that she sang the national anthem for that game?
No, because she sings all the time. She just hosted, what was that? What was it, the BET Awards? Or one award show she hosted just recently. And she was like, she literally came out on stage singing. And she was doing like her jazz bits and everything. But she sings all the time. Queen Latifah sings more than
you
think.
Where is she from?
She's from Newark, New Jersey.
Is that why she was... Wait, who were they playing? Oh, you said Colorado.
Yeah. No, Denver. Denver and Dallas. I don't know where she was,
the Denver, though. Colorados.
Yeah. the Ruby Huxtables. I'm not sure if they were in Dallas or not, because I'm not watching basketball, right? I mean, in football.
Football?
Right, my words. Anyway, I'll tell you who else is not playing. Colorado. Specifically, speaking of Colorado, the state. Anyway, what were you talking about the Colorado football team? Jesus.
Only watch the team that just ended Alabama's home win streak of 21 games, the University of Texas. Oh, but
Lord. Did y'all win this week?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
I have been so interested in Deion Sanders because it's just like quality television at this point, watching this man coach this team. Also, Colorado, to me, I don't know if I don't have the facts to back this up, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's just like one of the whitest states ever.
Yes,
so for him to just be blackety blacking it up over there, and all these white people are just like, yeah, because they're winning. It's hilarious.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, truly. Truly.
I hate everything about it.
This game, they just played Colorado State. So it was the, you know, Colorado versus Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of celebrities that were at this football game, this college football game.
The Rock was looking real, giving very much so Drake vibes in the locker room, just looking so desperate.
NBA wife vibes.
Yes.
Okay, so The Rock was there. Lil Wayne walked out rapping with the team.
That is so corny.
Offset was there. Kyle Lowry was like random.
That's weird.
To me. Super entertaining.
Because it's not about those kids. It's about the celebrity of Deion Sanders, and that's one reason why I don't like
and
it.
And they're trying to make it this, like, you know, Colorado's had this, like, infamously bad football team for the past couple years, and putting Deion Sanders as the coach is, like, this experiment, and he's doing so well, and all, which I understand. But it's just insane. And also, I don't know if you know this, one of the players got hit really bad.
I did see that.
Okay, first of all, there's a fight at the beginning of the game because they're all just talking shit to each other, right? And it's heightened. Also, it's just like him and his son, they're just like, I don't know, boastful people. It's just like their personalities, right? They're very cocky. So like, and you have the right to, if you're playing well, who gives a shit?
Right.
But because he's famous and because they're all on social media, I feel like it adds this layer, like the other team's like,
that
oh,
it doesn't need to.
Right. And so they got in a fight at the very beginning of the game. One of the players on Deion Sanders' team got hit horribly, knocked the fuck out. This boy's going to be out for like 3 weeks.
Concussion?
Yeah. I don't even know if it was like, it looked like he has a spinal cord injury at this point or something. I don't know.
He may have a spinal, what do
you
call it? It
looked really spinal shock. And I'm like, y'all are just like riling these people up.
This is what I'm saying. And these kids don't make enough money for you to be doing all that kind of shit.
They don't make anything.
And, but I mean, and that's the whole thing about Deion. Like, I don't have a problem with Deion Sanders. I think he's a great coach. I think he was a great player when he was in the NFL. But I just think, you're taking publicity away from these young kids, because at the end of the day, in that game, nobody was really concerned about the players so much. It was like the people who got publicity was Deion Sanders and his son.
Yeah.
Name another player on the team.
Travis, the guy who got hit.
Exactly. And only because he got hit.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, take the attention off of
Deion. And I think he
Deion.
Was like the number one person to come in with. And
their number one recruit,
yeah, or something.
But
like
that's what I'm saying. Like, focus on the team as opposed to the coach. Like the coach, we don't need to hear from you. Let the boys play, like, because they're the ones who are trying to build a career out of this. You've already had your time to shine as prime time. There's no reason for you to come back and want notoriety again. Just be a great coach, do what you do, but let these boys have an opportunity to just play and let them be the focus of conversation.
I just,
because they're the ones that are out there on the field playing.
I agree. But watching these white people sing and dance with Deion Sanders is,
it's so annoying.
It is so funny to watch. And then
because it's like everybody wants rhythm now.
Yeah. And everyone cares. Like, you know, whatever.
I'm tan now. I'm almost black as you. Shut up.
And then just the celebrity of it all. I think it's wild. The Rock, you're telling me Dwayne The Rock Johnson didn't have anything better to do than go to a fucking Colorado football game?
The only reason why he was there, because he's trying to get back in with the black folks since the whole Maui, Hawaii situation with Oprah. He let Oprah gas his head up.
Is back in the WWE now. He's hitting all the rounds. He's on his apology tour.
Yeah, because he also, too, with that whole Fast and Furious franchise, and then Black Adam didn't do too well, so he's like, God damn, I think I'm going
Did
down the ladder.
Did you see Oprah came out and said something, and everyone was like,
She came out and said something about what?
About the Maui thing.
I hope it was, I'm sorry. She need to be on her Ruben Studded. Sorry, 2004. Hush.
She had a non-apology. Let's see.
She probably like, fuck your bitch in the click you claim.
Probably. She's like, I'm not sorry that I'm not giving out money.
As you should not be, Oprah. We talked about you and we're going to keep talking about you, but why do you care who we are?
Yeah, I think she just kind of did the non-apology, and everyone was like, okay, great. But I don't remember exactly what she said.
Listen, Oprah got too much money to be worried about what people on social media got to say about her.
That's true.
Well, speaking of another person who got a lot of money, who has social media at an uproar, who happens to be probably Oprah's BFF, Tyler Perry. Not Tyler. We're talking straight to Tyler. Okay.
I feel like he says a lot of things that rub people wrong.
You feel?
And I usually don't really care. Well, not that are super dividing, but people just have a reaction to things that he says.
Really?
And usually I'm like, I really don't give a shit. This hit me in my soul wrong for a reason.
So Tyler Perry was actually on one of his, not co-star, but one of his actors' podcast, Crystal Renee. She has a podcast anyway. And so he was on the podcast, and so they took a snippet of the podcast, of course, and it went viral. And he was talking about, you know, there's a lot of good men out here. And if that man can only just pay the water bill or the light bill only, then you shouldn't give up on that man because he's a great man. And so, of course, Twitter ate his ass up. And here's the thing, Tyler Perry, I love you. And I feel like I
keep
always
it positive,
ride.
Sweetie,
keep it positive, sweetie, with Crystal Renee Hazlett. And so I feel like I always ride very hard for Tyler Perry because a lot of people be talking shit about him. Mm-hmm. But Tyler, I can't help you on this one, buddy, because what you said didn't make no sense. And I think I knew what you meant to say, but what you said, you were talking from Tyler Perry's desk, and you should have been talking from Madea's desk.
Because what it felt like was, be fucking grateful that you have a man, even if he isn't making fucking shit and or contributing anything.
Because here's my thing, too. If you are, and this is not just for men, this is for women as well.
People.
If you cannot take care of yourself financially, just yourself, you shouldn't be dating nobody. And talking about trying to marry and all this other kind of stuff and moving in. Because again, what I do know is that two paychecks should be more beneficial than one.
True.
And if you're talking about, oh, if a man can only pay a light bill. Now, if you wanted to say, well, only if a man can only pay all the bills and do nothing extra, then you shouldn't throw him away, which I do agree. But to say that and say specifically that if he can only pay the light bill, that means he wasn't taking care of himself to begin with.
That means we got some issues.
And that's the same thing for women too. I'm not a feminist. I'm a sexist. So I feel like women.
And you heard it here first.
Women should also be able to take care of themselves and should not just be looking for a man to take care of him. So if I'm coming, being able to financially take care of myself and you can financially take care of yourself, we should be able to take care of the both of us. Right. Right. Because 2 + 2 is not -1.
No.
Okay, just making sure. Jeep nothing. Anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't even read the comments because I could already hear the...
Girl, people was going in on him. Not a billionaire trying to tell me as a single woman what to do. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, Tyler, I can't defend you. I just can't.
It just was giving out of touch. Not knowing what
far, far, far removed.
Yes, because you don't have to worry about that shit. But you're telling me... I'm going to add someone into my life who's like, here's, $75 to pay the light bill. Let's live lie. This great life together, sir.
No.
And
men, and again, I'm going to play a devil's advocate. Men, you shouldn't be accepting that from women either. If a woman cannot financially take care of herself at the bare minimum, you should not be accepting that from a woman, period.
Unless it's me.
Okay. No. Unless you're a millionaire. If you're a millionaire, then you shouldn't be asking for my $75 for the light bill because you got it. I'll tell you who else got it. Trader Joe's.
Ooh.
And the reason why I say Trader Joe's is because pumpkin season is upon us, people, and I'm not sure.
Dessert. Right.
Get it out. Are you having a stroke about pumpkin season? Jesus. I cannot. You have a dot on your chin right there.
Oh, my God.
It's like a blue dot. Keep going. There you go. You're good now.
What'd it be from?
I don't know. Oh, from that blue stuff. Put it off on the floor.
Why is it over here this year?
I have no clue.
It's your uniform. I would venture to say that pumpkin spice is one of my favorite seasons.
Mine, too.
I love...
Are we the only two black people that love pumpkin spice?
It's got to be.
Okay, if you are black or a person of color... Nah, let's just do black. If you're black... Please let us know in the comments if you like pumpkin spice.
This is important.
It's because we're a pumpkin spice stand podcast.
I'll eat it. I'll smell it. I'll see it.
I just bought the pumpkin body scrub and the body butter from Trader Joe's.
Bitch, Bath and Body Works had wallflowers for $2.95. I sure to buy some pumpkin ones.
Hell yeah.
I need the house to smell like pumpkin. I want to look like a damn pumpkin.
Absolutely. I love everything about pumpkin. I mean, but again, I will say this to keep my black card. If you put in front of me sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie, I'm always going to go to sweet potato.
You still owe me a sweet potato pie?
I will cook you one this year.
Okay, thank you.
I will do it for real.
But I love pumpkin spice. I've already had 3 pumpkin spice lattes.
So I got
It's not even October.
I got my, because I don't drink coffee, but I did get my pumpkin spice creamer from
a hot
chocolate.
It's just so good. What about it, you know? It just sets fall off. It really does.
Even though in Texas we're still at like 100 degrees.
Oh yeah, it's 90 degrees outside. It is the least horrible. Pumpkin spicy thing. But
it really is.
God, it's so good. And Trader Joe's always does the best stuff.
They have the pumpkin brioche back right now.
They got the cream cheese, always good. Yes.
And they also have the pumpkin butter. And the cinnamon bun butter.
They're talking my language.
I got like 2 jars of it.
I used to, Einstein's does pumpkin schmear during the fall.
Einstein bagels.
Oh, cool. And I would do a chocolate chip bagel with that pumpkin cream cheese. Oh my God, it's good.
That's crazy.
Pumpkin, if you put it in front of me and it's pumpkin, I'll probably try it.
I just don't do pumpkin soup. I don't like that.
Oh, I'll
eat. I don't like hot pumpkin unless it's like a
pumpkin. You don't like savory pumpkin?
Yeah, not in a soup.
Not in a soup. No. Okay.
I'll do like sweet potato in a thing, but not pumpkin.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's just really, it tastes weird.
You like pumpkin seeds?
I love pumpkin seeds.
I haven't carved a pumpkin in a long time. Have you carved pumpkins?
No. Okay. I only did it like in elementary school. I
haven't done it in a long time.
My parents, well, because again, my parents forced us to do Hallelujah Night and not Halloween.
Hallelujah.
So my parents didn't really fuck with pumpkins like that, unfortunately. Yes, I'm still going through the trauma of it all, whatever.
Well, maybe we'll carve a pumpkin this year.
Let's do it for the podcast. Absolutely. We're going to have a pumpkin carving contest and see which one looks better. Let's do it. Okay. Yours is definitely going to look better than mine.
No, I have weak hands. I can't carve.
You're an OT, ma'am.
That's true.
I cannot. Well, speaking of new foods that are coming out, y'all, it's a bit of a controversy because I'm gonna speak my conspiracy theorist strategy. So here's the thing. It's National Cheeseburger Day is coming up, right?
I love,
or maybe would have passed
cheeseburgers. Comes out. That's my favorite food. Were you aware?
Really?
I could eat a cheeseburger every day for the rest
of my
life.
So if you're stuck on an island,
it's cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger.
Or sandwiches. But a cheeseburger, I would argue, could be a sandwich.
It is a sandwich.
It is something in between two slices of bread.
Absolutely. That's all you need.
Okay, so I'm gonna go broad sandwich, specific cheeseburger.
Okay.
Oh, I love like cheeseburger. That for you.
Yeah. Well, cool beans. Well, speaking of cheeseburgers.
You're like, all right, anyway.
So National Cheeseburger Day is coming up, and I believe McDonald's has their burgers for like 50 cent, allegedly, and one penny. And I think Wendy's is doing the same thing. And I want to say allegedly Burger King. Here's the deal, y'all. Don't eat the cheeseburgers. And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because the conspiracy theorist in me understands that the creator of The Simpsons, the show The Simpsons, is a time traveler. And so there was an episode of The Simpsons where the main news station guy, newscaster guy, they had these crusty burgers, and the crusty burgers, I think, were like 50 cent. And so, of course, he bites into it. He turns into a zombie. He ends up biting Krusty the Clown, and then everybody just starts attacking each other and eating each other because they turn into zombies.
Yeah, but how accurate is The Simpsons?
It's about 85% accurate.
Do you think?
No, I'm telling you. Seriously.
Didn't they predict Trump?
Yes. They literally had the whole like elevator scene and everything.
Huh.
But also, too, remember the FDA just approved the sale of human meat.
But
what a way to get y'all hooked on eating humans in other ways.
What if they specifically fucked the economy the way that it has been fucked, that everyone's broke, and then they jump on this cheap cheeseburger situation?
Well, the cheeseburgers are only going to last so long before they expire. So,
but then everyone will get... It's like, did you ever watch Josie and the Pussycat?
Of course.
Remember how like they make the concert really big because they want everyone wearing the ears because they put subliminal messages in the music? Maybe that's what this is.
Well, also too, there is another part of it. So apparently, allegedly, there is like, in order to get the cheeseburgers for that particular thing, you have to have the app.
Oh, of course you
do. But here's the thing with the app though, that another deep dive on TikTok, right? The thing is,
get off of TikTok.
No, TikTok is educational. You sound like Congress. So apparently, allegedly, when you sign up on the app in order to get these 1 cent and 50 cent cheeseburgers or hamburgers or whatever, what they're doing is they're basically accessing your contacts, your address book, your web browser history, any name, like your videos, photos, audio, your location, your password dialer, your microphone, your social network credentials, all from freaking McDonald's and Wendy's. Like, it's insane. Thanks to Gen Z who read the fine print, because we don't do that.
I do love a McDonald's double cheeseburger.
I used to order the double cheeseburger meal all the time when I ate
so meat. Good.
And then I got hooked on the quarter pounders, and I've never looked back.
Ooh,
quarter pounders are really good
with Big Mac sauce.
No,
just a quarter pounder.
Yeah.
So I'm not allowed to get a cheeseburger on National Cheeseburger Day?
No, don't do it.
What are the odds everyone's gonna turn into a zombie? I feel like it's a low threshold.
Well, you got the booster, so you still might. The chip's in you already.
I'm already, I'm done for. If the one person in this room is going to turn into a zombie, it's 100% going to be me.
Definitely going to be you. Well, speaking of chips, what were you telling me about Vegas and these cyber attacks?
I don't know if anyone else has heard about this. I'm sure you have. You watch the news. You're all learned, educated people, much like us. There was a huge cyber attack in Las Vegas. It hit Caesars first, and it was basically like, you know, pay.
Caesars
Palace.
Caesars Pizza.
And not Little Caesar's Pizza. I didn't know that was confusing. The real Caesar's Palace. And basically these hackers took over all the electronic systems. So like the key cards for the rooms, all the ATMs, the like credit card slot machine, all that kind of shit. And they were kind of saying, like, either pay us what we're asking or you're not getting your shit back. So Caesars paid because they were like...
Do we know what they asked for? How much they asked for?
I do not know. Someone posted the ransom letter, but the print was too small to read and I was ADHD. So I just scrolled back. I was like, I'm not reading that. Let me find someone else who... Yeah. But MGM has not paid it. They are now, I want to say, on day 6 or 7 of not having access to all of their shit. And it's not just the MGM in Vegas. It's like even in Atlantic City and shit. It's like company wide. So the lines are super long to just check into your hotel because servers are hacked. You can't use any of the ATMs. You can't book anything online. You have to go through a third party site. Anytime you're at a slot machine that uses a credit card or something, they're having to pay you out. Like a physical person is having to go.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
See how much you've won and pay you out. Mm. You can't just get the whatever, which is insane to me because I felt like Vegas would have top-notch security and I don't know. I watched Ocean's 11.
I think they have top-notch physical security, but not cyber security.
Well, I just think like when I watch Ocean's 11 and 12 and 13 and whatever, mm-hmm. there's always like the big room and they have the cameras. Yeah. And I just figured that extended to
everything else. Yeah. Well, I mean, I keep saying this. You know how in the medical field, they keep saying, oh, well, we want to get rid of paper charts altogether. You'll never be able to get rid of paper charts. It just won't happen. And, you know, you gave all these grants. The government gave all these grants for EMR systems and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, yeah, but people still rely on paper charts. Some people still do rely on paper charts. So I don't think it's wise to turn everything over to just Wi-Fi and, you know, all these advanced technology driven programs, because somebody's gonna shut that shit down. If they're hacking gas lines, I don't know why anybody thinks they're safe. They're hacking hospitals, they're hacking everything.
Well, one of the strip clubs in
just hack Sally Mae already.
Truly.
Or Mohila. One of
the
strip
clubs in Vegas is giving free lap dances for all the people who were affected by the cybersecurity breach.
How was that helpful to the strippers?
They were like, come, because all the lines are long and they can't get into everything. And so they're like, come spend your time here, free lap dance. Get some drinks.
I cannot.
Because in this economy, we have to profit.
Well, we do. Well, I'll tell you what. Who else is kind of profited but didn't? Very short-lived. So last week, I believe Cash App had an actual glitch where they were allowing people to pretty much rack up all this money on the Cash Apps and shit. And then when the glitch was over, much like the Uber Eats glitch that happened last year, people were like negative $38,000 in their bank accounts as if this shit wasn't going to catch
y'all
up to you.
How do you think that no one's going to figure out how much money you... Because it was like, was this the same thing? No matter how much money you had in your account, you could withdraw more money than you had?
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Why did you think no one was going to catch you on that?
I don't know why. Why don't you have real bank accounts?
They have access to all of that shit.
Why are people... Okay, this is a genuine question. This is not me being like facetious or like shading anybody. But why are people using Cash App as an actual bank when it's not FDIC insured? Is Cash App FDIC insured? I don't think it is.
I just figured people sent money on it.
Yeah, but I just feel like with all the stipulations and new things that they've done, especially with this new administration, with the Biden administration saying that if you charge anything over $600, you're going to have to pretty much report that on your income tax.
Oh, see, if I paid attention to the news, that would have been good to know. But I don't. So I don't know that.
I don't think they're FDIC because they're not a bank. Well, okay, I guess up to $250,000 of your Cash App account balance is covered by FDIC.
Oh, thank God. $250,000.
No, that's only if you have a cash card, though. And apparently it's through our... So apparently, allegedly, Cash App is like partnered with Wells Fargo.
So they're the bank that backs it.
Technically.
Well, that's not a bank I would put my money on. Aren't they fucking still fucking up people's houses and shit?
Allegedly. I think they...
I don't know. I don't understand how you think, free money. Like,
It's not free money.
It's not free money.
In 2023, in the year of our Lord, it's not free money.
They were going to see exactly how much you got out, and they were going to charge you for that.
Yeah, and every time you get paid, it's just going to eat it up.
Oh, God. Can you, Jesus, fix it. Can you imagine getting a direct deposit in your account and then going and there's $0? Because it just eats at that balance. Oh, my God. There's nothing worse.
No. That happened to me once when I was moving from Atlanta here to Texas, and they messed up my check. And so, literally, I got paid $11. And I was a PT. And I was like, that's interesting. And I was very calm about the situation. I just called my supervisor. I was like, hey, y'all paid me $11. And she's like, oh, my God, it happened to all of us over here. Apparently, the person who does payroll put the decimal in the wrong area or some shit like that. And I'm like, I don't know where you got $11 from, because I get paid way more than $11. So, bitch, what kind of decimal points you put? Like, because ain't no way. And it was literally fixed in like 2 days.
Oh, that's
like,
good. You didn't have to wait the 2 weeks.
Who was about to wait? As Tyler Perry would say, I ain't mail my work. You ain't about to mail me no damn check. So yeah, they fixed everybody's stuff. But anyway, that was a big situation. What were you telling me about? Speaking of accidents, technically with that, what were you telling me about Lamar Odom?
Okay. I am someone who understands the cultural significance, the athletic ability, and the hard life that Lamar Odom has lived.
I love that for you. You're okay. Such an advocate for him.
I understand. I know where we are. Okay. Uh-huh. All that being said, the man has issues.
As we all.
We all do. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he's had to deal with a lot of his in front of the world.
True.
Okay. Fast forward. News broke that early in the morning, Lamar Odom was in a car accident. On the way home from a friend's house, he ran into multiple parked cars. Okay. Mm. So, automatically to me, it's not sounding great.
Yeah.
If you are, A, it's early in the morning, B, the cars that you hit were fucking stationary. it's not looking good, my guy. Mm-hmm. So, his rep comes out and says, Lamar's okay. He dropped his phone while he was driving in the Mercedes. When he went to pick it up, he ran into these multiple cars. Mm. I call 160% bullshit. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. There's no fucking way that's the story. I think he was fucked up and hit some cars. But it's just crazy to me how PR now, like, I feel like everyone sees through everything. Like, mm-hmm. No matter what, anyone rep comes out and says something, like, this is fucking bullshit. You can look up anything online. There's multiple different people filming from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun to me how we're like, oh, you're paying these people to lie, and we all know it's bullshit.
I wish sometimes that I would have went into PR.
You could have done it.
I still could do it. Because all I would do is tell my clients, shut the fuck up.
No.
Something else is going to happen. You do not have to defend yourself today. For example, Lizzo just went through this whole situation where her former background dancers came out and was alleging all of this stuff about her, right? People were in the comments, Lizzo, you need to say something. Me, as her unofficial PR, I'm like, no, you don't need to say anything. Just shut the hell up. Mm-hmm. Go offline for a couple of weeks Silence is golden. Here's what you're going to do. In a couple of weeks, something else is going to happen. What you're going to do, you're going to capitalize on that. Then you're going to come back and say, hey, I didn't do it, y'all. Then you're going to relax, come off social media. 2 more weeks later, you're going to countersue these people, right? Then 2 more weeks after that, I want you back online shaking your ass like nothing happened.
I'm just thinking,
that's exactly what her PR told her, and that's exactly what she did.
You're paying me tens of thousands of dollars to make sure your reputation stays intact. Absolutely. And the best that I can come up with is, oh yeah, he dropped his phone, hit 2 parked cars, as everyone has.
I mean, that happened to me and my sister.
No, it did not.
I swear to you.
No.
I'm serious. My sister had a Chevy Malibu at the time. And there was this was in daylight. It wasn't at night. But anyway, my sister was driving. He was behind us. He bent down to pick up an actual CD, compact disc, right? And when he didn't pay attention, and so he rammed in the back of my sister and literally hurt her back bumper, and everything was inside her goddamn trunk.
She wasn't parked.
No, but I'm just saying, it happens.
Okay, no one uses CDs anymore.
No, I do. I have a whole CD book in my car.
I just think that that's like, bottom of the barrel in terms of shit I could say. Like
the Jonathan Majors?
Yes.
He broke up a fight between two teenagers.
Oh, that's another thing. Jonathan Majors, who, you know, got in trouble for allegedly beating the shit out of his quote-unquote, maybe, I don't know, girlfriend. Right?
That's alleged because I don't believe it. That is alleged.
Okay, either way, you're getting all this heat.
Yeah.
For some kind of violence. Mm-hmm. You go away. You pop up a little bit. Remember with Megan Good? He's dating Megan Good now.
Which was the dumbest PR move. Listen, let me tell you something, Jonathan. Please hire me as your PR, okay?
They're like, we need a black woman with a neutral reputation.
Jonathan Majors, listen to me. I'm looking right at you. The only thing that is going to save your reputation is if you save some kids from a burning building. That's the only thing that's going to work.
I agree. Or drowning or something.
You're going to have to save somebody's life, my guy. Not break up a little kid fight. It's not believable. He was like, hey, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, so
they didn't even look like they were fighting for
him. He gets in all this heat. He comes out and he's dating Megan Good. Everyone's like, this is the weirdest shit we've ever seen. And no one fucking buys
it. Horrible PR.
He goes away again. He pops back up because, he intervened in this fight between two kids.
So
and
stupid.
He's hero of the day.
It's so unbelievable.
What is going on? That
I need to be in public relations.
That and then Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are separating. They're getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming out. They both put out an Iowa's press release statement. Hey, we're getting a divorce. All of these things. First of all, Joe Jonas has a reputation of like he was allegedly addicted to substances and he's this party guy and he's not the best husband. All of these things, right, that are just kind of like blind item lore, people know about it, not really.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we get these reports of like, they're getting a divorce because Sophie Turner is wild and wants to party. Sophie Turner said something about the rest of his brothers that he just could never unhear. She doesn't want to be with the kids, and that's why the kids are with him, all of these things. And everyone's looking at him like, we know you're the one saying these things. Like, these are very obviously things that you are telling people to put out, stories that you want out.
It's like hiring paparazzi to come out and make a big deal out of it.
And it's just so funny to me how, even without doing that, just the whole internet is on her side. There didn't even have to be anything wrong. Everyone looked at both of them and was like, oh, we're riding with Game of Thrones over here.
Yeah.
Sansa, that's our girl. Queen of the North.
Well, you know what, too? I think part of the problem is that, and we were talking about this off air, is that we already know that there is a huge, very thick line of delineation between celebrity and being famous.
Yes.
And I think with social media, the more you are on social media, giving your fans, your supporters, your followers complete and total access to you, you are now moving out of that famous realm.
Big mistake.
You are now into celebrity realm, which is why people demand so much from you. Because even we were talking about, too, the separation between
church and state.
That too, specifically Iman and Tiana Taylor,
who are the news just broke. They have been separated.
Well, there were rumors about it before, but the thing is, again, going back to PR, Tiana just released a statement and was like, "We've been handling this privately." Uh-huh. Well, now you're not. You should never have given us access and confirmed it. Let's all just mind our own business. Like, there's no reason for Tiana Taylor to come out and do a press release or write on Instagram or whatever the case may be. We separated a long time ago, and to end all this stuff, it ain't because of infidelity. Now you're letting us know that you're reading the comments, which now separates you from being famous to a celebrity. This is why you don't know what Beyonce does. This is why nobody can't find Sade, because y'all, like, these two women have learned and mastered the art of being famous. Yeah. Because
Beyonce learned real quick. She said, I'm not giving y'all shit because you ruined it all.
Listen, I think she came on Oprah years ago when it was first rumored that she was dating Jay-Z. And Oprah was like, you and Jay-Z are together. She was like, She said, what? And Oprah was like, exactly. Don't say shit. Because she was like, I wish I would have kept stabbing a secret, because everybody was like, he's with her for her money and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, yeah, we don't need to know what kind of milk you drink. No. We don't need to know what kind of, you know, Lysol you use and all this other kind of shit. Like, just separate. I get it. You want to be close to your supporters, and some people feel this sense of entitlement. Like, well, you need to tell us part two. No, you don't.
There's just this infatuation people have, myself included. That's why I watch the Kardashians every goddamn week. But this infatuation with, these people are of this, not upper echelon, but they're in this group of people that I don't have direct access to, that is of this celebrity, of this, like, you know, realm, and I just will love a peek behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. I need to know what the fuck they're doing and what they talk about and where they hang out and how that all operates and works. And it's fucking addicting.
It is, and it becomes the standard. Because if you come out and you start getting some traction, now you owe us as the consumer everything about your life. And it's not fair, because then you can't separate the artist from the actual person. Mm-hmm. And for example, even with Michael Jackson, what we all know, was famous as hell. We didn't know Beatles shit about famous. like beyond Beatles. I think he was even more famous than the Probably. Beatles, to be completely honest with you. But I just feel like with him, there was a level of mystery about Michael Jackson. And when he did certain things, like he hung pillow out of the damn window with a goddamn blanket on his head or whatever his name is. Anywho, but there was like, you didn't know about Michael Jackson until he shared via interviews what was going on with him. The same way, like in the very beginning with Destiny's Child, of course, Beyonce, she's making a name for herself as a solo artist. So there are certain things you do have to give the public without social media being involved, right? But then when you start to open those doors and you start vlogging yourself and starting your own YouTube and stuff, which I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but it can be when you give too much too soon, because then people are consuming so much so fast, they're not able to digest it. And it's like, then all of a sudden you got to say, well, you know, I'm taking everything away. And so now Beyonce used to do interviews, and now she's like, I ain't doing no interview at all. The last interview I did was with Oprah, and I ain't doing another one. I'm gonna just put up my own little vlogs, and I'm gonna show y'all little snippets. You ain't never seen the inside of her house.
I can control exactly what you're receiving
from me. And she's mastered it, because this woman could go away, get pregnant with twins, raise her children, and then come back and say, I'm one of one. I'm the only one. Buy my tickets, bitch.
She hadn't given a shit for so long. She finally gave us, remember that HBO documentary she did?
Yes.
And y'all were still like,
which wasn't nothing.
Which wasn't anything.
No.
And everyone was still like, that's not her baby. Blue's not her baby. She's not pregnant. And she was literally on this thing being like, I've miscarried multiple times. Yep. This is a very hard thing for me. People were like, belly's fake.
That's what I'm saying. And she's never going to give anything else.
Nope.
Be happy she gave you Blue on tour. Okay. Be happy she shared Blue with the world, because she could have just kept the world from Blue. Okay. Uh-huh. Like Drake did his baby. But, and she would have deserved to do that. But I still blame, I will continue to say this, Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne were the creators of this phenomenon of knowing what celebrities do in their house. The only thing that we had at that time was just MTV Cribs and Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
I loved those shows.
Robin Leach. And so now Ozzy Osbourne and them, they're just like, come in and see everything that we do for hours and hours and hours and hours. And now that has become the gold standard, where if as a celebrity or as a celebrity, if I don't know what your refrigerator looks like, what kind of car you drive, I feel gypped as a fan and a supporter.
Well, that's all.
Which is crazy.
Influencer cult. Like, we have a whole word for it. That wasn't a thing that fucking existed. No. But now these normal people who just
get ready with me. No. Yeah,
have no, they're not famous. Their parents aren't famous. They're just random fucking people who decided to put their lives on the internet.
Yeah.
And got fame or celebrity, I should say.
Yeah.
And now people are obsessed with them, and they have these brand deals, and they're doing all the shit just because they'd be like, here's what I'm doing every single day. It's this weird voyeuristic shit, and people love watching it, myself included. How many fucking get readies with me do I watch?
It's like you're putting on the same clothes.
And I don't even really give a shit, but I'm like, this is interesting. Yeah, what do they do? How do they make their coffee? Where are they going? How do they do that? It's fucking weird.
Now, see, I watch people on YouTube who, like, are in Panama building a home, or they live in Canada and they're doing van life, and then I follow their lives and stuff like that, because then it becomes like a TV show. But I won't ever go up to these people and I'm just like, oh my God, let me get a picture, because you're so famous.
But even those people that are like, get ready with me for a day doing God know, it could be the most random Home Depot shit. And I'm like, I would love to sit and watch that. Tell me more about your day.
Yeah, because I've been at work all day living a regular ass life, and I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to be to work on time.
They're like, I don't want to get ready with you. 5 to 9 before my 9 to 5. I'm like, oh bitch, you have 4 hours in the morning?
Let me tell you something.
What are you doing?
One influencer who I love, she is bougie as hell, but I love her because I've been watching her for a long time. Jackie Aina. Okay.
Love that bitch.
This woman irons her bed sheets, and I just be sitting there like, I wish I had time to iron my bed sheets. Like, first of all, I don't have expensive enough bed sheets to iron, let's be clear. But if I did.
She is living a different life.
She's in this whole, like, bubble. But I love an influencer like her, because Jackie Aina is like, she's not fucking real.
No.
Like, her life is not real.
And she doesn't pretend like it is real or attainable. Anything she does, she's like, yeah, this is wild that I have it.
Yeah, right? And she's like, and if you don't like it, you can keep scrolling, babes. And I love her for that. But to me, I feel like she's a true influencer. She's not just like... She's one of
the also original big makeup girlies.
Yes, absolutely. And but also, too, she has mastered the art of celebrity because... of being famous because she shows you what she wants to show you. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll see her house, or not her house, you'll see her kitchen and be like, damn, can we get a tour of the rest of your house? You know what she'll say? Hell no.
Yeah, even when she got engaged and people were like, when's the wedding? Where are you going to have? She's like, why the fuck would I tell y'all
I'm
that?
I'm not telling you nothing.
I'm not telling you anything.
You already talking about that. Why am I ironing my sheets? Everything that I do, you have a problem with. So why would I share that part of you? And I love the fact that she picks and chooses what she shows to people. To me, that's her. She's really the true art of being an influencer. She doesn't give everything. I don't think I've seen a sibling, her mama, her daddy, nobody.
And I think it's because of her age also. Like,
is she... No, she's not my age. She's not your age either,
right? No, but I just think younger people grew up on the internet and grew up seeing people show their entire lives on the internet and feel like they too... The way that even, like, people without even platforms would just... I'll say, like, 25 and younger. The way they just
are... She's 36.
Okay, yeah. The way they just are so apt to be like, here's everything I'm doing and what's that? And just it comes so naturally to them because that's all they've seen. It's wild to me.
Yeah, and she picks and chooses. And that's why I say that's the difference between celebrity and people being famous. When you are a celebrity or an influencer, you show 100% of what you're doing. There's nothing left to mystery. We know everything about you, where you're, every little move. Then we got fan pages for every damn thing you're doing. Mm-hmm. But when you are famous, it's just like, it's word of mouth. It's old school shit. Like, I mean, even Beyonce coming out and saying, oh, I'm putting on a tour. How did everybody find out about that? She probably put up one damn flyer on social media and people were just like, oh my God, I got to save my money to get my tickets.
Yep.
She didn't have to do no marketing. I think whoever is Beyonce's marketer,
easiest
job in the world. All you got to do is post one time.
It's Beyonce.
Not even from her real account.
Burners. Yeah, so. And I think it was novel at first, the idea that someone would share their entire life. Like, Emma Chamberlain got famous for just showing her entire life and making coffee, and now that's her whole fucking brand.
It's like the Truman Show came to life.
Yeah, but then...
Remember that movie?
The True What?
The Truman Show?
The Truman Show, yes.
With Jim Carrey?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's who was saying their life was like the Truman Show?
Every influencer? Was it,
yeah, someone.
Because you're just living in a bubble, but you didn't see yourself. Someone.
She was like, I really am living in the Truman Show.
Girl.
I know. Anyway.
Her mama did it.
I know. Truly. God, she had a vision, that woman. And she just followed it through.
Whoring your daughter out? Wow, that's amazing. That's a great vision to have, I guess.
But look what happened.
God is good.
An empire. All the time.
All the time, God is good.
I think it's a lot easier to show your entire life when you're not famous or a celebrity. You don't know people. And then... You get this level of fame, people expect it, and you're like, oh, wait, shit, now this is, like, unsafe and dangerous, and also I have no life to myself.
I really want to know, like, for Beyonce, like, because to me, I feel like she's just one of those stars who creates mass hysteria no matter what she does.
Right.
So I just want to know, like,
remember when she went vegan and everyone freaked out?
Exactly. Like, when was the last time she went to Target? How often does she go to Target? Probably more often than we think. She probably puts on disguises. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe it's like, okay, you know, there's that Target in Calabasas where all the celebrities go, but people there, like, first of all, there's a bunch of celebrities in Calabasas, and second of all, no one really gives a fuck there because everyone has money.
Yeah.
Maybe she goes to, like, Targets like that.
Sure, or she shuts it down and just go in and get whatever she wants.
I don't fucking know.
But I think, too, even with this, like, influencer lifestyle, like, when you're an influencer... You get the fuck up on a much smaller scale.
Yeah.
When you become famous, there is no room for fuck ups. Because the minute any allegation comes at you, your career is ruined.
People know you have money. That's money.
That's it. You can't cuss nobody out. You can't. Nope. If somebody even physically assaults you, if you defend yourself, you are now spending money to a lawyer in court.
That's easy too.
Easy. Kevin Gates. You knew you were going to get a reaction out of that man. You know he's not mentally, at the time he wasn't mentally stable.
You look at Kevin Gates and you know you're going to get a reaction.
Listen,
looks like the type to do something. You can't fuck around do stuff
like
out. That
anymore. Like when you become a celebrity, you cannot fuck up. And when you're famous, again, one fuck up and your whole career is done.
Yeah.
And it's sad because it shouldn't be like that. But again, we as the consumers have created this world for people to attain and stay in, where we want to know your morning routine. We need to know your night routine. And when I say we, I don't, I'm not talking about me.
And I think it got crazier during COVID, because everyone was bored and stuck inside, and they were like, we need something new, and we got to figure out what the fuck other people are doing.
Everybody's dying around us. Well, especially for the people in healthcare. Yeah. We're like, everybody's dying around us. So let's
I'd love to see what you do with your work from home routine. Exactly. Anyway, all that to say, PR, we see right through it.
I need to go. I need to be a public.
You do.
Relation expert. I just do. I need to be a PR. Somebody hire me. Anyway, I'll tell you what else is having a PR nightmare. Our cold medicines. So Sudafed, DayQuil, NyQuil, all the good stuff.
Shit.
So apparently, allegedly, the FDA is taking some of these things, some of these products off the shelves. And it's specifically the Sudafed and the NyQuil and everything that has the words PE at the end, which stands for
pulmonary embolism.
Phenylephrine. So they are saying that allegedly the PE or the phenylephrine actually does not work. And so that's why they're pulling it off the shelves. People are like, oh my God, it's an apocalypse. They're taking all the Sudafed off the shelf. And it's, or the Robitussin, And they were like, no, it's not the regular Sudafed and the regular Robitussin and the regular.
If it doesn't work, why the fuck are you selling it to me?
Well, why did you approve it, FDA, in the beginning? Because that's the only reason why you got it on the shelf.
Did I tell you about the time I took Sudafed when I'd also taken my Vyvanse?
How did that look?
So I don't know if you know this, but you're not supposed to take Sudafed if you're taking amphetamines.
Why? Wasn't it? Then they just cancel each other
no,
out?
No, let me tell you what happens. You don't sleep. You don't.
I didn't sleep. Well, Sudafed is a depressant, right?
50 hours. I was up for 50 hours.
Wait, Sudafed is a depressant, correct?
No, because some people are really sensitive to Sudafed and it'll keep them up.
Really?
So you have to know if you're sensitive or not. Because I think I have some people in my family, if they take Sudafed at night, they're up all night.
See, I'm not. Oh, okay. Pseudoephedrine is a stimulant.
So you're not supposed to take it if you're taking Adderall, Vyvanse,
so it any is other stuff that's
you would call speed.
Wow.
Because as I found out the hard way, you will be up for days at a time.
Wait, no, so it's just pseudoephedrine is a stimulant, but then Sudafed can give you depressive effects, lethargy and all that. Who fucking knows? I don't know, but don't mix them.
But when I tell you I was laying, like, we're going on 27 hours of being awake. I was laying there, eyes closed, just like, please fall asleep. Like, please just make yourself wide awake. Like,
I cannot tell you the last time I've taken Sudafed.
Like, I chugged 3 Red Bulls is how I felt. I
was Sudafed is not something wired. That I take on a...
I just happened... You know what it was? It was, I woke up in the morning. I took my Vyvanse. I was on the way to class. My allergies were really bad. And I was like, let me just take... I think it was Claritin D. And I just popped it real quick, not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So you be popping pills, girl?
I be popping pills. Boy? Anything popping to feel better. You don't want that. I'm from a white family, which means if there's a medication, I'll be taking it.
See, and I'm from a black family, so you take ginger ale and saltines to go lay your ass down.
Yeah, which was so crazy. I didn't realize that until grad school when I was very nonchalant. Like, well, yeah, I'm on just this and this pill. And that. Just take a pill. And people were like, no. And I was like, why? That if there's is a true. Way for me to feel better, I'm going to take it. And they were like, no.
Yeah, white families definitely take way more meds than people of color, because Hispanics go get the Vicks and you're calling it.
Oh, bitch, I'm on pills.
Yeah,
I am big pharma.
Listen, she's over the counter. She's not a druggie. Let's not make it. No, down. She's not a druggie.
No, okay? And everything I take, I am prescribed. But
exactly,
in my house growing up, it was like, oh, we have a med for it, or if not, let's go to the doctor and get you one.
Yeah, my mom always had expired medication, except for like Dimetapp. That was always pretty good. And I used to just take shots of that because it was good.
It wasn't like in my house, it's not like go take an Advil. It's like, we have some Tylenol 3. Like, I swear to God. And that's why I am the way I am. No. I'm like, oh, if I have a little hurt, I don't want to feel it. We can knock it out.
I remember I fell out of a tree. So my parents. Why is that funny? I'm serious.
Let's start a conversation like that.
Well, because we're talking about medication. So I remember, so my parents used to have a lot of fruit trees in South Florida, right? So they had a mango tree, a grapefruit tree, a lemon tree, and an orange tree. So this grapefruit tree towered the house. It was super huge, right? And so we used to climb the tree all the time. So this one day I climbed up the grapefruit tree and I literally slid down the whole damn thing and fell down and fell right on my ass. My parents didn't take me to the ER. My mom was like, lay your ass the fuck down. She didn't, I don't even think I took an Advil, asked for nothing. She was just like, go lay down. I told you not to be climbing in that damn tree. And I still have the scars on my arms to prove it. Like, legit. And I did not go to the hospital at all. Did you hit your head? No. Okay, go lay down. What the fuck? That's it. So we didn't take pills like that. We didn't take medication like that growing up.
Dude, I'd be like...
My grandmother used to give us cod liver oil to call it a day.
My back hurts. And they'd be like, okay, well, we have Tylenol 3 or Percocet. What do you want?
I don't even remember my parents having Tylenol in the house.
I guess I'm okay. I don't know.
We had Pepto, Milk of Magnesia, and we had Dimetapp. That was it. Mm. We didn't even get ginger ale. We just had saltines.
Damn.
And a spoonful of cod liver oil. That's it.
I stay zooted in that household. My mom was probably just trying to shut me up most of the time. She's like,
well, then she give you Dimetapp to shut you up.
Every night. Every goddamn night to go to bed. She was like, ooh, it's 6:30 and you're still awake. That's what I'm telling you. Shit ain't right. Oh, I don't do it to my kids, too. Shut the fuck up.
I cannot. Please don't say that live before them comes back and bite you in the ass. I'll tell you what else is coming back to bite somebody in the ass. Strikes. Everybody's on strike. United Airlines. I would love to be on a strike. United and Americans is on strike. The SAG-AFTRA's on strike. And now we getting ready to go into a car issue. So GM, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis are now on strike as of September the 15th.
Hey, run those people their money.
So they were threatening a strike, and they were trying to, what is it called when you come together?
Come together.
Negotiate. They were trying to negotiate better terms and whatnot, because these people, these CEOs, were giving themselves $20 and $40 million bonuses allegedly and all this other kind of bullshit, even when they ain't on the assembly line. Anyway, so basically what ended up happening was they couldn't come to terms with whatever, and as of September the 15th, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis are now officially on strike. And it's over 150,000 employees that are currently in the union that are on strike.
So if we didn't have cars before, we definitely ain't gonna fucking have cars.
I mean, but in the grand scheme of things, how many people are buying Fords? Well, in Texas, I think a lot
of them.
Yeah. I think Texas alone, the state of Texas is really keeping GM and Ford going. Because everybody in Texas has a truck. Pickup specifically.
Tahoe. I've grown up in Texas. I've always lived in Texas. And Texas doesn't fuck with unions like the Northeast does.
Because it's a huge Republican state.
Yeah. So I'm like, the idea to me that just a mass amount of people were like, yeah, we're not fucking doing it because we don't like it here. And the shit's fucked up. And until you fix it, we're not coming to work. I'm like, I love that.
I wish we could do that in healthcare.
I wish we could do that in healthcare.
I think the nurses can do that more than like therapists. For sure. Because you need nurses. PTs, yeah, LTs. We don't give a fuck about y'all.
They'll be like, all right, leave. Go.
Like, you want, okay, fine. We'll get some CNAs to come in here and do your fucking job, you bitches.
Like, we'll get the speech therapist to do it.
Listen, PTs and OTs could never go on strike. They'll be like, we don't want y'all here anyway. We're just gonna have y'all for Medicare.
Exactly.
Because we're part of the eggs anyway in the room rate, because we're DRG.
They do not give a shit about us.
Bastards. Yeah, we'll never be able to do that or unionize. Anyway.
So good for them.
Well, you were telling me about like with the whole electric cars and all that kind of stuff, and like the push for a lot of these companies now to start making electric vehicles, and how even going back to Texas, how Texas is now requiring, I think one of their new 800 laws allegedly, where Texas is now requiring, if you do have an electric vehicle, now you have to pay an extra $400 or something like that to register your vehicle.
Listen, which I understand. We are an oil state.
Very much
we
so.
We are oil and gas.
Oil
we are
country.
First of all, the way we have built the infrastructure in this state, you have to have a car.
You do.
We do not have public transportation.
No.
You need a car. Also, a lot of the jobs, you need a fucking big car. You need a truck. Mm-hmm. The families are big here. You need a vehicle that carries multiple people. And it has worked because we have oil. Mm-hmm. We need gas.
True.
So the idea that the U.S. is like, actually, in the next 20 years, everything's going to be electric. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say bye to fossil fuels. This day freaked the fuck out.
Which ain't going to never happen.
And so, in the grand scheme, I feel like if you start telling people, okay, yeah, you can get that electric car, but you're going to be charged almost $500 mm-hmm. every time you go to do whatever.
And you got to renew every year.
Yeah, people are going to be like, ooh, maybe not. And that's probably, they're just going to keep doing shit to kind of quell that number, because that's insane. I don't know. Electric vehicles to me sound good, and I'm sure they are good in places like California, but here I feel like, especially now, they're gonna make it so difficult. Charging that shit's gonna be hard. There's not charging stations like
it's
there
like
are
an
other
Apple device.
Yeah, it's just like an annoying thing that I'll have to do, so I don't know that I would.
Yeah, it's like buying an electric vehicle is like having an Apple device. So you have a charger for your your iPad, then you have a separate charger for mm-hmm. your MacBook, then you have a separate charger for your phone. And it's like, that's the same thing with electric vehicles. Like, nothing is going to be compatible with each other. And so you're just buying all these extra accessories. Yep. Because even if you say, well, I don't want to pay for charging, let me go and buy my own charger. Well, now you buy a supercharger, you're going to have to pay an electrician to get that put in. And mm-hmm. let's say if you have an HOA and all these different rules and shit. So they're, like you said, they're going to keep making it more difficult.
Having an Apple device only got easier when a large majority of people started using Apple devices. So companies started being like, okay, well, we have to make everything accessible for Apple devices.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they did that, Apple was like, we're changing the fucking charging cord. We're changing to the lightning cord.
For your phone and then USB-C. So USB-C.
We all had to buy new fucking cords.
And now they're with the iPhone 15, they're like, nope, we're going to make it all USB-C. And it's like, Android has been on that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too, like, this whole battle between Android and Apple is so dumb. Nobody is paying for your phone. We don't give a fuck if you have an Android or an Apple. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, I just want to be able to leave group text messages. I don't give a shit who you call, how much your Zoom is, how much your phone is. Oh, Apple is most stable. Who gives a shit? I just want to be able to leave group text messages. That's all I ask for.
Did you see that Google is being
And I can't
sued.
Do that because I have an iPhone.
They're under litigation right now.
Who?
Google.
For what?
Allegedly? For having a monopoly on search engine shit.
As opposed to?
So, basically.
Like Yahoo, Bing?
Yeah, like people, like the case is that you are not allowed to have a monopoly on search engines, right? So they're saying, like, because of the deals Google has made with all of these other people, mm-hmm. making them the preferred or the option that's preloaded or whatever, it's making it seem like Google is the only search engine.
No, I think that's just great marketing, and whoever else, all these other search engines need to step up their marketing.
Which is what Google is saying. They're like, we're not the monopoly. We're just, you know, the most user-friendly, and we're the ones people want. And so that's their whole case. But everyone else is saying, or the, you know, the people that are trying them are like, no, because you make these deals with the different phone companies mm-hmm. and all these to have Google preloaded, you're mm-hmm. taking over this. I don't know. So that's what's interesting about But then when people are like, oh yeah, well, what about the other search engines? I'm like, what other search engines? You Google everything. Yeah.
Well, I think
MSN, but Yahoo.
I think if you look at Google's budget, Bing. Google spends a shit ton of money on marketing. Mm-hmm. It's just the same thing as Apple. Apple puts on these big elaborative conferences, and their marketing is just that much better, I feel like, than Samsung. Because Samsung is like, listen, everything that iPhone has been doing, we've already done this shit 20 years ago, and they're just coming out with it. We're like, ooh, we have Face ID. Oh, my God. Now you can click your fingers 3 times, and then you can call somebody from your Apple Watch. Yeah. It's like, bitch,
they
you could have been
there.
They
did a great job in the 90s of being like, Apple is it. Apple is new. Yeah. Apple is cool. The cool kid has Apple products.
And Apple like, has oh, okay, always yeah. been behind the eight ball. Like, even though I prefer Apple just because, to me, it's more stable. Now, I used to be a huge Android girly when I was in school, when I was in undergrad and grad school, because it was convenient for me. Once I became a professional, it just has been more convenient for me to be an Apple person.
Oh, I but can't not, use an Android for shit. And I know that they're supposed either. To be more user. The fucked up thing about Apple products, the Mac, the iPhone, whatever, mm-hmm. it's once you start using it, they make the interface in a way that, like, it is so hard
you can't go
to
back.
Switch back.
Yeah.
So hard.
And especially if you've been in Apple for like more than 2-3 years mm-hmm. and you forget how to navigate Samsung, because my mom will call me all the time and be like, oh, hey, I need to help myself. Baby, I can't help
at
you.
The
I got
hospital,
Apple. I can't do it.
Patients will be like, can you? I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, because at your hospital, they actually gave us iPhones to actually use.
Yeah,
as our,
so we're iPhoned up. And I'm sorry, I do not know how to navigate an Android phone. Or PC.
I don't know how to do it anymore.
Even my PC at this point, I can do a couple things on the PC that like I do every day. But mm-hmm. if you just gave me a PC and were like, go do this. I was like,
well, see, I know how I can navigate between PC and, because I used to have, when I was in grad, like I said, again, when I was in grad school, I had a PC and I had a Mac. So mm-hmm. I was able to go back and forth, because remember at one point, Microsoft Word would not convert. And then when
you
on
had
the
to
Apple,
use Pages.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. then you had to copy it and paste it into the Windows. So I used to hate doing that. So I had like a little mini laptop that was Windows, and then I had my actual MacBook.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I just have always loved how, like, which, you know, for better or worse, like, I'm looking up something on my phone, I can open my laptop and it's there. Mm-hmm. Like, it just carries over. I can open my iPad. Oh, yeah, I was looking at that too. Like, everything over all the systems, mm-hmm. you just have
it's
yourself
a great
covered.
Ecosystem.
My passwords aren't, which, you know, passwords aren't everything. Your conversations aren't everything. It's just a very fluid, streamlined.
True. But I don't think Android, like, I don't think Android is beneath iPhone and iPhone is beneath.
I've always heard that Android has better phones. Their products are better. The technology is better. But I just refuse. I fucking refuse to get one.
Samsung makes iPhone cameras.
Yeah, I refuse. Like, the green bubbles, a death wish.
The green bubbles get on my nerves, but it more so gets on my nerves because I can't leave group conversations or group messages if there's an Android person there.
You think racism is bad? Have you heard the way they talk about people with green text bubbles?
It's horrible.
Awful. Nothing.
Death to your family.
Republican, Democrat? No. Green bubbles, blue bubbles. That's what the fuck it is. I'm telling you. Nothing will end a conversation faster.
It's almost like classism. Like, you are beneath me because you have green bubbles.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
Truly. But
I just want to leave the group chat with Androids because I don't like. Like, I was telling my supervisor this. Because she has a tendency to, and if my supervisor is listening to this, this is all alleged and for entertainment purposes. Anyway, she has a tendency to always put us in separate group text messages. So if somebody's off for that day, she'll create another one. And I'm like, I had to have a conversation with her and I was just like, listen, I have a visceral response, a negative visceral response to group chats. And so I will always leave them. Because it's overstimulating and it's over. If it does not affect my schedule, effective immediate, I don't want to know about it. I have a work email. I have Microsoft Teams. I have a little thing that we can communicate with each other. Text me on that. Don't use my, because you don't pay my personal bill. Mm-hmm. And what I've had to do is I've had to block her and other coworkers, and they're, oh, I sent you a text message.
Didn't get it.
You are not going to ever use my personal phone for work related anything. You won't do it. So if you message me on my personal phone while I'm at work, I will not respond to you the same way that you will not hijack my lunch break. I'm not letting you do it. It's a boundary. It's a hard boundary.
An iPhone I don't think that Apple will ever make it easier to streamline the interface with
Android users.
Yeah, I think they want it to be like, oh, they're other. They're them. This is easy for us. This looks good for us. It's fun because you can do all these things and like that will always look weird.
Yeah, Steve Jobs did it. He's a cult.
Yeah,
man.
And it works. It fucking works. Because when I see the double text or like the way that it populates when someone with an Android responds to something or like when you tap back to a message and it has to read it out, I'm like, this is icky and I don't like it.
The one thing I don't like about Androids when they text me, especially like emojis, I'm not a racist, but I need for the black people to use black emojis when they're messaging.
Understandable, yeah.
And so all of their emojis, their thumbs up are always yellow or white. And I'm like, I know you're black. Why don't you have black emojis? That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's diversity and inclusion.
I had to stop using the dark face emojis.
Why?
People kept saying, that's not the color of your skin. And I was like, but that's how I feel.
Who cares? You feel dark? Don't say that.
I just feel like, no, this is what I feel. I feel like, for a long time, there weren't dark-skinned emojis.
Yeah.
And now there are. So let's use them appropriately.
So if a white person uses a black, a dark
appropriately,
emoji.
Appropriately.
I agree with you. If you, as a white person, use a black emoji with me, it's racist. It's racist.
Black-faced racist. But as a person of color, a black person, I think you should be able to use from the medium shades to the dark shades.
Absolutely.
I shouldn't have to I could be able to pick whatever I want, and you shouldn't be able to talk shit to me because I want to use the freaking darkest emoji there is.
I kind of disagree. I feel like you cannot use it. You shouldn't be able to, as a black person, use the shade above you. Like, you need,
why are you policing my color?
I'm just saying, I think you should be able to use the shade that you are and darker, but you can't go lighter.
Okay.
Because that's colorism.
I'll give you that. The shade that you are in darker, but no lighter.
No lighter.
Okay. Right. But yellow is neutral and fair?
No. Unless you're yellow like you.
But I feel like yellow is the neutral OG. Everyone can use yellow.
No.
No.
Not when you have an iPhone.
Okay.
You need to use the African American or the black
emojis. Well, I agree. And I was, when we first got them, I was like, hell yeah.
I turned everything black
emoji.
Black.
I sure black, did. Blackity black. And people would be like, that's not the color of your skin. My fucking thumb also isn't like a freaking Mickey Mouse thumb. Exactly. I don't think this is real.
I have real joints.
I use the cowboy emoji. I'm not a fucking cowboy.
Right. I use this emoji all the time.
Great one.
Yeah. The middle finger emoji is my favorite.
Nice.
I will flip off people in a minute. But yeah. Anyway, do we want to go to Chris Brown before we talk about whatever we're talking about?
I just, really quick, Tinashe was on, was doing an interview.
Who is that?
Exactly. The only song, Tinashe song I know is Two On.
Two On?
I'd love to get on. I'd love to get too old. You don't even fucking know it because it's irrelevant.
I've never heard that song before.
I can't even tell you. Okay.
Don't even pull it up. It's not important.
It's not important.
Because nobody knows
Tinashe
her.
Tinashe was doing an interview. If I hit this one more time, I'm going to kill myself. To sum it up, she was just talking about how she regrets making songs with Chris Brown. I think she had a song with Chris Brown
that he was featured on. Here we go with Chris Brown slander. Lord.
And how it was bad for her career and yada, yada, yada. To which Chris Brown tweeted, I believe... Do we still call it Twitter? Or is it X now?
It's Twitter.
The site formerly known as Twitter. And said, name five Tinashe songs or die. You're all dead.
Everybody did.
Which except is Tinashe. True. Which, I mean, especially because hate or love Chris Brown, whatever. A lot of people can name a lot of Chris Brown songs. He's been making songs forever. The man's got bops. He's everywhere. He's very famous. He's still making good music. He's still getting awards, whatever.
All I have to say about that situation is, Tinashe, when you can come out with a 47 song album, then you can speak to Chris Brown. Until you do that, hush your mouth. And I ain't talking about 47 mediocre ass songs. I'm talking about if all 47 of them songs was bops. Like, why did you have, like, even if you regretted, like, how was you, okay, let me get my thoughts together. How in the world did you collaborating with Chris Brown impact your career negatively when this man is a global entity?
Unless you made a song about him beating the shit out of someone, I don't see how this could negatively affect you.
Like, if nobody still, so nobody knew who you were before Chris Brown, before the Chris Brown collaboration, and nobody still knows who you are. So I guess that's how you didn't benefit. I don't know.
Yeah, so I thought the tweet was funny, but
because nobody would know who she, truly, nobody who knows who she is.
Name five Chris Brown songs.
Running.
There you
running.
Go.
I think it's
I didn't say sing them. Oh. I just said sing.
Indigo. What's the Indigo? The one from the Purple album. Indigo something. I know a bunch of Chris Brown
see,
damn songs.
You can do it. Gun to your head.
Yes,
you could do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I'll
I just
sing
don't
them before
like,
I name them.
Just, I felt like she was trying to be like, well, my career is shit because I did these things to Chris Brown.
No.
That Chris Brown is a name.
Sierra just did a whole music video and a song with him. Ain't nobody coming for Sierra.
I don't think. But I just also love Chris Brown's use of social media still.
Because people
it's not
don't
always
leave
for
him
the best.
Alone.
It's not always for the best. He does do some fucked up shit, but that was really funny to me.
Just leave Chris Brown, I feel like, just be minding his own business and just get brought up in. You could have easily just said, Tinashe, going back to PR, all you had to say was, while I respect Chris Brown as an amazing artist, you know, I just wish different for my career and that it would have profited me more as a result of collaborating with him. You didn't have to just say, oh my God, I hated the fact that I collaborated with him. And I'm just over exaggerating what she said, but you don't have to talk negatively about him as an artist, especially when you ain't doing better than him, ma'am.
Yeah. So
that kind of clickbait you don't want. And let's go back to clickbait real quick. Tyler Perry. Going back to him, you know why Tyler Perry said what he said, right? Because I think the new season of Sisters is coming out. So that's perfect PR. That's all I'm saying. It's perfect marketing because now he can rile y'all up.
Mm-hmm. Now everyone's talking about Tyler. Right, no one was talking about Tyler Perry.
I mean,
not that people don't talk about him, but what was he doing that everyone's like, Tyler Perry, Tyler Perry? Nothing. Now everyone's talking about Tyler Perry.
Exactly. And because Sisters is getting ready to premiere. Mm-hmm. Great PR, great marketing. I need to be a PR for somebody famous.
We should.
Hire me today. I'm not cheap, though. I'm giving out free strategies right now, but I'm going to be charging you later.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Anything else we need to talk about before we... what do you watch before we get out of here?
Okay, I love Yara Shahidi. I don't know how you feel about her.
I love her.
Fucking love her.
She's Tinkerbell.
Also, I think her name is Zoe all the time because of Grown-ish and Black-ish. It's not. Today, I literally for 15 minutes was like, what? Zoe what? What is her last name? It's not her name. Her name is Yara
it's
Shahidi.
It's definitely Yara Shahidi.
Anyway, she's in this new Amazon Prime movie called...
I'm really greasy.
Okay. Sitting in Bars with Cake.
And I saw a preview for that. It looks sad.
I put it on just because it looked like a cute little like coming of age Amazon Prime film.
Yeah.
Little did I know that this shit was going to take me on an emotional fucking roller coaster.
Oh, no.
I do not watch it if you're not in a good space to watch
it. Is it like from scratch?
I never finished from scratch because I heard it was sad.
You need to finish it.
I'm just like, my life is sad. I don't need to fucking
watch it. It's based on a true story,
though. Okay, well, so was this, and I didn't know that. I don't like true stories because that shit, life fucking sucks.
If it doesn't have a happy ending,
it doesn't. I need rainbows. I need butterflies. Yeah. Broad strokes. This young girl, she's probably like 23, and is in this little kind of gap year. She moves with her friend to LA before she has to start applying to law schools. Her friend, to get her to break out of her shell, she likes to bake, and her friend was like, you know what, every week, bake a cake, we're going to take it to a bar, that way we can meet people. This is a good way to meet people. You can offer them cake, yada yada, whatever. That's the awesome. Fuck. Super cute. Well, her friend gets fucking brain cancer.
Oh, okay.
And so it starts as, you know, a movie about one thing. It turns into a movie about their friendship and her still trying to do these things and her taking care of her friend, and boy, oh boy.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then you get to the end and it's like, this is based on a true story, and here's the girl. And while she was doing this fun little project of making cakes and bringing them to bars, her friend got fucking diagnosed with brain cancer.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a great feel good, like, sisterhood movie, but why do they always have to get cancer?
Truly. Like, and I was just like, fuck. Jesus. Like, man. And it's just so... I just recently have been thinking about female friendships because I think they're so unique and special, and like, men aren't given necessarily like the opportunity to build friendships like that, relationships like that. And I think that they are like, good girlfriends are just, man,
top tier.
Truly. Like, how fun that you get to like laugh with someone and cry with someone and cuddle with someone and experience these great moments with someone and relate to someone and have these deep talks, and then no one has to be ashamed that you're sharing your feelings and just, you know. So that was fun. Don't watch it if you're not in a good place.
Yeah.
I also watched the Kelsey documentary about Travis and Jason Kelsey. It's more about Jason.
Yeah. And I love their brotherhood.
Isn't that okay? Love the podcast. Love them as brothers.
Yeah. They're really funny.
They are. And they just seem like good, fun people, like good old boys, but not in a racist way. Tearing up during that shit too. So also I could just be emotional, but it follows mostly Jason and just his life, but it does such a good job of being like, he is just a person who plays football.
Yeah.
And like, he's on this stage, but he's dealing with real world shit. And you know, that's, you're playing sports at the highest level, and that comes with a lot of pressure. And I don't think we get to see that a lot. We just get to see like, oh, they're working out and they're hard and they work towards this goal.
Yeah.
But even like, there's this scene where he just had a baby, and he like has to fly and go do something for work, and he FaceTimes his wife to talk to the girls and all this shit. And you can tell his wife's pissed off because she's like, I'm fucking here with these three kids, like one's 7 days old.
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired, and my husband's across. And she's just like very short with, it wasn't anything bad, but she was just like very short with him because she, whatever. And he was just like, yeah, I'm not winning husband of the year, and I'm not winning dad of the year. Like, I'm over here on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
This shit fucking sucks. I was like, yeah. So that was good too. I would watch it. It's been a lot of sports documentaries recently.
Well, I think I definitely am going to watch that one with Yara Shahidi. I actually just celebrated one of my good friends, and she's my god sister. We met actually in 2003. We were college
20
roommates,
years ago.
Which was insane.
You were in college 20 years ago.
Shut up. I started college 20 years ago.
You,
I didn't
started
graduate.
College 20 years
but,
ago.
But yeah, and I was like, damn, we've known each other for 20 years. And like, our families are like, that's intertwined, wild. And all that stuff. And it's just like, you know, you get have some of these friendships where you're used to talking every day, all day. And then life takes you apart, but not like in a bad way or anything like that. And then you're able to come back together. It's like you start off where, you know, you leave off where you begin where you left off. You know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Anyway,
pick up where you left off.
You pick up where you left off. Exactly. And so we were having this conversation the other day, and we're just talking about like, we were reminiscing over all these pictures. Cause I think I'm the friend of any friend group who always takes the pictures of everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm always the one who has all of this evidence that things actually happen. And I was just talking about, yeah, I can't believe we went in the Goodyear blimp and we did all this. And she was just like, damn, we were around each other's families like a whole lot. And I was like, yeah, like we were a vital part of each other's lives in college. And even still now in adulthood, you know, like real, truly adulthood. But I definitely think that those friendships and relationships definitely do bloom. Even like in my sisterships with my biological sisters, like we are, I think, closer than probably we have ever been in our lives. And my oldest sister and I, we were talking about this the other day, about the fact that, you know, when you have siblings that are back to back, and then you're in this life where everybody knows you as this collective clump of siblings, mm-hmm. you fight so much for your identity. Just like, no, I'm an individual. Don't group me as this person's sister or that person's brother, yeah. or whoever the case may be. And it's just like, no, we are all individuals. But even too, as you get older, you learn who your real siblings actually are, like who they are, not as your sister or your brother, but who they are as whole people. Human beings. And it's like, even though still, I would probably never hang out with you in real life if you were my sibling. But at the same time, I respect you for who you are and being open and being vulnerable to share who you are to me, because I only know one side of you, yeah. and giving you the grace to be something different than what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
But all that to say, I've been watching just a couple things. I watched The Mother with Jennifer Lopez, which I feel like this is just like a second
Jennifer
part of
Jennifer Lopez.
It was actually really good. Jennifer Lopez, I think, has mastered the art of playing the mother with the troubled child, like trying to save the child's life.
Typecast?
Yes.
Is Jennifer Lopez.
She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And she's very physical in the movie, which I love that for her.
So it is enough.
Yeah, it's enough. Like, the girl is just older, and now Jennifer Lopez is like a hardcore badass assassin. That's it. So it's really good. And that's on Netflix. And then I also watched the Kirk Franklin documentary. It's called Father's Day. His new album is coming out, I think, in October. And he basically finds who his real biological father is.
Wow.
And he's trying to make this album, but at the same time trying to discover really who he is as a 53-year-old man.
Damn.
And the fact that he's still trying to close certain chapters and close certain loops of who he is as a person while making this album. It's on YouTube, and it's about a 35-minute documentary.
You just never know what life is going to throw at you.
True. And at what age? You know, it's crazy. And then the last thing that I watched, I'm not done with it. I'm only on the third episode. It's a limited series on Netflix called Dear Child. It's actually really good. It's like a
psychological thriller. Preview for it.
Yeah, so there's basically this woman, she runs in the middle of the night in the street, she gets hit by a car, she's escaping this guy, she has these two kids, they're trying to figure out who she actually is. They think that she's one person of this missing girl who went missing 13 years ago, but now she has two children. They're trying to really find out who she is and who did this to her and her kids, basically. And so they work with the police, but it is a foreign film. So the lips don't match
it's
up.
Dubbed.
Yeah, it's dubbed. But dubs don't bother me. I don't even pay attention to it.
I cannot do a dub.
I think it's a German movie, honestly. I really do. But it doesn't bother me.
It takes me like three episodes to get into it. I'm like, okay.
Because you know what? When I watch movies, I don't look at the people's lips. I look at their face. Mm-hmm. But in person, like with my patients, I look at your mouth.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a caption girl, so it shouldn't bother me because I read captions anyway. Captions. I need... The only way to keep me engaged is if I have to read that shit.
Really?
Because if I'm just staring, you lost me.
My oldest sister does that. Maybe she has ADHD because she always has the fucking captions on. And
I need them on.
Turn them damn things off because then I'll keep looking at them. And I'm like, no, I want to look at the screen.
Because my mind is already off somewhere else, so I'm listening, but not really. I have to, if I'm reading it though, I'll like actually click in.
I can't do that.
No.
I hate captions. Hate them. Unless there's subtitles, you know, like for, I need to understand. but anyway, anything else we can talk about before we get out of here?
No, let's go. Already,
it's an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm fidgeting.
All right. Well, all right, y'all. Y'all have an amazing week on purpose. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowley. Y'all remember to spread love.
Oh, no.
What the hell? You're going to mess up our outro. Keep this in.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off. And get some rest. What the hell?
I'm so sleepy. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowley. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.